Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been a year since my last confessional. I'm not really a regular churchgoer. I'm not sure I should even be here. I just needed to confess something I've done to lift the weight off my shoulders. I know what I did was wrong, and I can't stand the idea of the judging look on anyone else's face if I told them. What sins haven't I committed, Father? I'm afraid what I've done maybe doesn't fall under just one. Envy, pride, lust, to name a few. You see, Father, I've always wanted what I can't have, and I'll do just about anything to get it. I've always had a bit of a deviant sexual appetite. I suppose that would be bad enough. I like to be controlled, hurt, more like anything taboo, really. That's what drives me. I know, but that's not really why I'm here. It gets worse. Much worse. See, my boyfriend goes along with all of it, but he never really takes it far enough. He'll pull my hair, maybe slap me if I really beg for it while we're having sex, but that's not enough. That's not really what I'm after. I want something more forceful. I want someone to take control and really use me. I've tried to convince him to roleplay with me, to pretend to rape me. I know. I don't know why I want it, but he won't do it anyway. He's too gentle, too kind. He doesn't want to hurt me, and I don't want to make him feel bad. I'm not sure it would even satisfy me, to be honest. But this is where it gets bad, Father. Well, I have a friend. She's been dating this new guy lately. He's tall, muscular, really quite handsome. I don't know him very well, but I know he gets a bit rough when he's drunk. She's told me as much, and that she doesn't like it, but she says he's a good guy when he's sober. After finding out about that, I started to wonder what it would be like to be her. To be with him. To fuck. I mean, to be with someone who wouldn't be afraid to hurt me. I envied her. Well, yeah, it was just fantasies at first. Then I found out he goes drinking with a few of his friends every Friday, and I thought, well, last Friday I went to the same bar he does, by myself. Yes, Father, I told you I've been very wicked. I dressed in a way that I thought would get me noticed. This low-cut, tight black dress, black stockings, garter belt, and heels. The dress was short enough that the top of my stockings peeked out just a touch. I figured if he wasn't interested, someone would be. When I got there, he was already there. I could tell he and his friends were already drunk, but I waited by the bar for a while, watching them across the room. Honestly, I was thinking I might chicken out, but then I walked over to him. He recognized me right away and introduced me to his three friends. They were cordial at first, but I flirted relentlessly, playing with my hair, leaning forward until my breasts threatened to fall out of my dress, crossing and uncrossing my legs to let a little more of my stocking show. And I could smell the liquor on their breath. Could feel all their eyes undressing me as we chatted, the hunger in their eyes. I really liked that feeling, Father. The attention. I know what's wrong. What I did next was worse. Reckless. He said they were leaving and would take me home if I wanted, on account of me being drunk and all. I wasn't really drunk, though. And I followed them outside anyway. My heart was racing as we walked out into the dark parking lot. I didn't really know what was going to happen, Father. I thought maybe nothing would. Until we got to the car and he grabbed me by the wrist and pushed me hard against the car door. No, I didn't call out. I mean, I gasped in surprise, but I wanted it. I felt his hand slide up my thigh under my dress, pull my panties to the side, and force two fingers inside me. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Oh. Okay. If you need to hear the details, Father, forgive me, but I don't really know how to say it tactfully. He covered my mouth with one hand and fingered me hard with the other. His friends just watched from behind him, smiling, rubbing their cocks through their jeans, watching him fuck me with his fingers. He was so rough. It almost hurt, but with all that adrenaline, all I felt was overwhelming pleasure. And just as I was about to come, he pulled his fingers out, flipped me around, and bent me over the hood of the car. He pulled my skirt up and yanked my panties down and held my face down hard against the metal. I could hear him unzipping his jeans. I almost screamed and tried to push away when he forced his cock inside me. He was so big, but I couldn't move with his hands pinning my face to the hood. That wouldn't have stopped him, of course. I didn't want him to. I came all over his cock, Father. He fucked me harder and harder, slamming my body against the car. And then he stopped. I felt him pull out of me and let me go. And I wondered for a moment if someone else had come outside and seen us. And just as I was about to stand up, one of his friends was on top of me. They were taking turns. He held my arms behind my back with one hand and slid his cock into my pussy. He fucked me even harder, pulling my dress down off my shoulders, pulling me up by the arms, arching my back to squeeze my tits while he pounded me. And then he turned me over to the next man until all four of them had fucked me raw. What? No, Father. None of them came in me. Because once they were done using my pussy, they wanted to use my mouth. One of them pulled me off the car and forced me onto my knees in the dirt. He grabbed me by the hair and forced my mouth onto his cock. Not carefully either. He just forced his entire cock down my throat until I gagged and held it there. He finally let me up to breathe. Tears and mascara were running down my cheeks. And then another guy pushed his cock into my mouth. They kept fucking my mouth, Father. Sometimes more than one of them at a time. Choking me, gagging me. Until they had their fill and covered me in their cum. They shot their cum all over my face, my tongue, my neck, my tits. I was covered in it, just kneeling there in the dirt. Father, I can hear your ragged breathing. We all have impure thoughts, Father. I may not be redeemable, but I can absolve you of them. Slide back the lattice and give me your cock. I know you already have it in your hand. It's okay. I haven't seen your face. I'll take care of you, Father. Your cock is beautiful. You look like you're about to pop. Shh. You have to be quiet, Father. Someone will hear. Bruising me. I bet you never had your cock in the mouth of a depraved little slut like me. I can tell you're so close. I can't have. And I'll do it.